Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The magnolia trees, the beautiful azaleas in full bloom and getting healthier what with the rains down in Augusta, Georgia. Weekend looks okay. Field of 94. Play underway in the opening round. It's the 81st Masters, and no one any better to give us an overview than our own Mike Lascott, who joined me the other night at Yogi's on Sports Talk.
There are plenty of storylines, and the weather, sadly, will be part of it. You're almost going to have two tournaments in one. You probably need to keep an eye on the draw to some degree. Give me a state of the state of the PGA right now since the beginning of the year, because we've added, again, a list, and it's rather sizable, of a lot of new names.
A lot of new names, and the way you get into the Masters, Joe, is you have to be in the top 50 by the end of the calendar year. You have to be in the top 30 FedEx Cup from the previous year, and you've needed to win on tour in the last calendar year, playing the Ryder Cup teams as well. That's what gets you in the Masters. There's about 19 different ways to do it. Seeing Justin Thomas win three times. You've seen Dustin Johnson win three events that he's played in a row leading into the Masters. Jason Day has won golf tournaments when he can barely walk. Ricky Fowler's playing great. McIlroy guy, remember him? It's only the career Grand Slam if he wins this week. Don't forget that. He's got some ghosts at Augusta National that he would like to put to bed after being in contention the last two of the last 4 years and throwing it away on the weekend. Joe, sometimes hot golf doesn't know what course you're playing. The swing's working, the ball's going where you want it to go. And then Russell Henley. There's a guy, again, who just won last week, who had 27 birdies to match Fowler.
And the winner is?
Ricky Fowler. I can't believe I just said that on the airwaves. Joe, he ranks in top 10 in too many categories for me to list here. He has been there, done that. He has been close in major championships. And this will be, his sixth time playing there. So he's got an idea of what it takes to get it around for four rounds.
Well, that's our golf analyst, the expert, Mike Lascott, and we'll see how it all plays out. A tradition like no other, the Masters. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we mentioned on Wednesday the four individual national titles for phenom breaststroker sophomore Lily King out of Evansville, who certainly has turned the collegiate and world swimming landscapes upside down, buzzing after, well, last summer's Olympics and Rio when she won two golds. Even more of a buzz after winning 2 years running now, the 1 in 200 breaststrokes at the National Championship last month at the Natatorium in Indy, the 200, 203 and getting lower. But there is always what's next. Here's Lily, part two.
We're right back into long course season now. We're right back into getting training for that. I've just a couple days off. But yeah, I mean, just right back into it, refocusing goals, swimming faster in practice than I ever have before, lifting more weight. Just things like that to get ready for the season this summer.
Well, now that you're back in the water, that kind of ruins my next question, because I was going to ask you if you took any time off, after the NCAAs, and if you did so, did you have any fun?
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple of afternoons off, I should say. I still lifted all last week and wow. Got right back in, but I went home last weekend, so.
What's been your favorite promotional appearance, thinking back since you got back from Rio, and why?
Yeah, that's a good
you
question.
You had so many. I mean,
I know, it's been so many different things.
Yeah, the Pacers game.
Yeah, I think the Pacers game was definitely my favorite. Getting to meet Reggie Miller, kind of my trash talk idol. We had a lot of things to relate about, so that was probably my favorite.
You gave him the wag of the finger, he gave you the wag, huh?
Yeah, I think we both wagged
each other. You wagged each other, huh? The time that you recorded and never satisfied and you're always looking for better, how fast can you, the quickness and where you want to be?
I'm setting the world record this summer. So,
what is that right now? Time?
104.32 is the record. Then 104.99, I do believe.
Well, I tell you, it's coming. And when she sets her sights on something, especially when it means going faster, she usually completes the deal. Lily King. I'm Joe Smith.